May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love.
Howdy, howdy. This is the Cosmic Cowboy with Cosmic Love for February 1st, 2020. And today I'm going to mix it up a little bit with reports on the cosmic weather as affects the quantum field of collective consciousness on Earth. Then I'll be sharing the narrative from two recent blogs that provide a cosmic perspective on the world events that you'll never see in the mainstream news. As for the cosmic weather, the sun has been in the sign of Aquarius the last 2 weeks, so while the spirit of Aquarius has been strong, I've been writing about the nature of Aquarius for this month and the decade of the 2020s, which I refer to as the Aquarian Spring Initiation of the Millennial Aquarian Age. I'll be going into that. Today, as I give this show on EBS Radio, Jupiter is trine the moon in Earth signs, and this is a very expansive practical energy between these two planets, and which are both sextile Neptune in Pisces, which is very deep spiritual energy that is the higher octave of Venus, which is also in Pisces. So my intent is to resonate with these frequencies of spiritual practicality. I hope you can too. About a week ago, there was a new moon in Aquarius, and I wrote how this initiates a monthly energy that is an auspicious time for Aquarian perspective over this month and the millennia of Aquarius. Quantum field astrologics have now validated how the Aquarian new moon, aligned with the sun in Aquarius, amplifies and focuses the deep space energies of Aquarius that our solar system has entered. You know, the two millennia age of Aquarius in the 25,920-year precession of the equinox. Now, in the show notes, I provide a link to this blog, and in this first article on the Aquarian trajectory of these energies, there's a graphic. And it's the sine wave diagram of long-term history regarding the precession of the equinox, this 25,920-year cycle, as our solar system orbits up and across the galactic plane of our galaxy. And this galactic plane has, of course, hundreds of billions of star systems. And we're in the galaxy out about two-thirds of the way out in the spiral ring of this galactic plane, and our solar system is going around the galaxy. I think it's like 250 million years to orbit all the way around the galaxy, but as it's going forward across the galactic plane, it's orbiting, but since it's moving forward, it creates a sine wave. And so there's a sine wave diagram of long-term history that shows how the reference of our solar system to the deep space energies beyond our galaxy is oriented in terms like of a sine wave curve. And the concept of this and the understanding of this is that there are different energies at different times in history that affect the collective field of the Earth and, of course, the collective field of consciousness as resonates within the holodeck, the field of energy between our ears. You know, we're in the universe and the universe is within us. And the frequencies of the field resonate, you know, in consciousness to affect our consciousness, being, and world in very subtle ways that affect the ages. You know, it's like in the last 14,000 years ago, which was half of this precession of the equinox, the last time our solar system crossed It's called The Great Crossing Across the Galactic Plane, and there's a link I provide on the field in this first blog about the field of energy of our solar system and our galaxy, where you can read about this more with an understanding of the cycle of our solar system across the galactic plane about every 14,000 years as it cycles, and this like a sine wave curve moving around the galaxy as it orbits around the galaxy. And again, this galactic plane, all these planets are kind of an alignment. And what happens is as our solar system crosses the ecliptic, the galactic plane, there's a field of concentrated energy of hundreds of billions of star systems in towards the great central sun of our galaxy. And this photonic light, intense photonic light, is obviously more intense in direct exact alignment of our solar system as it crosses the galactic plane. Of course, this is what the 2012 phenomenon was all about. That was the real story that was never explained and was weaponized with fear with movies like the 2012 movie of Cataclysm and Earth Changes and like a horror show, fear porn. But the real story is that in this precession of the equinox, the ancients understood this. There's an intensification of energies of photonic light as our solar system crosses this galactic plane about every 14,000 years, you know, half of the cycle in the sine wave curve. The last time this happened was the mythical Atlantis about 14,000 years ago. Was a great global civilization with very advanced technology. Well, this photonic light has been intensifying, of course, the last 100 years, and since 2012, you might say it's hit critical mass, and there's an incredible, extraordinary acceleration of consciousness with the internet and the all-connected, instant, everywhere, interactive internet, net reality, you might say, of, you know, search and find, you know, no. Basically, have knowledge, extraordinary knowledge power at our fingertips, and the truth about our true history and a potential future that is truly out into the cosmos. The space travel and the whole Star Trek, you know, future. I mean, it's the real capability of that, and the unveiling of the secret space program and extremely advanced technologies. Been writing about that for some time. So anyway, there's a graphic on that, and you might note in this graphic that I provide in this blog on the Aquarian trajectory and the sine wave curve, the crossing of the great crossing of our solar system across the galactic plane has this, again, this intense concentration of photonic light. You know, light carries intelligence. It's like we now know that laser optics and laser cable can carry thousands of video transmissions, audio transmissions, through laser optics, and this is the understanding of our solar system as it crosses into this field of the deep space energies of Aquarius, and at how it heralds, and this is ancient prophecy, the second coming of Christ as collective resonance with frequencies of 5D conscience or effective sensory perception, you know, more Christic light and cosmic love. Now, of course, I've been writing about this off and on, referencing it, you know, this whole phenomena of, you know, this Aquarian phenomena of Christic light and cosmic love over the last 12 years I've been doing this radio show. So the understanding is that as the Aquarian spirit of universal love surges, the last dregs of Piscean fear of death purges. So this is a time when all kinds of toxic human behavior, personal and planetary, comes to the surface as an in our face for our recognition and transmutation by way of cosmic Aquarian love. I love this quote by Daniel Pinchbeck, who says that, quote, if the shadows appear to be getting darker, it's because the light that casts them is getting brighter. And this is what's going on with this intense photonic energy, this light of Aquarius. Light carries, it can be coded with multiple frequencies. And the frequencies of Aquarius is the spirit of Aquarius is what I'm focusing on with the new moon in Aquarius and this Aquarian spring, this field of Aquarius that we're coming into as a civilization over the next 2,000 years. So this is the time prophesied. You might say a new time beyond time as we have known it. Sometimes referred to as the Omega Point, you know, universal co-creation with the Divine Mother. And it's the spirit that matters as we enter the field of Aquarius with energies of freedom and love. The Aquarian energies of freedom and universal freedom and universal love, brotherhood, sisterhood, is being unveiled at this time with cosmic source code, framing the constitution of universal love at the heart of ordained global love power. And again, you think of love as a pink frequency and power as a blue frequency, the carrier wave, you know, of light from Aquarius has this blue and the pink, which makes a violet. So there's a violet flame. The frequency of the highest frequency in the spectrum is this frequency of the, you might say, the Holy Spirit of the violet flame. And one of my favorite quotes by Carl Jung, the father of modern psychology, is that one does not become enlightened by imagining figures of light, but by making the darkness conscious. In other words, as we become conscious of how we are individually and collectively conscious, we become enlightened with a conscience. The light of consciousness, you might say, as we approach the speed of light, as we become conscious of how we are conscious, all time and space becomes relative. And this idea of conscience as the intelligence of the universe, of God, love, source, this is the process of enlightenment that we're going through individually and collectively as we move into the field of Aquarius, especially over this next 10 years, which I refer to as the Aquarian Spring. So again, as we become more conscious of how we are individually and collectively conscious with the holistic spirit of universal love and action, the heartware key to systemic TLC, and I'm just understanding of heartware, I provide a link in the blog on this understanding of heartware, and I provide a lot of other links that, again, if you can pull up on a desktop computer, another window with the podcast with the links to these blogs, then you can pause this radio show at times to read links or watch videos, which I'm going to be providing here, and other articles that I provide links for that give a more of an in-depth multimedia show, you might say. So we're seeing the birthing of what I refer to as the Aquarian Spring of the Aquarian Age, in the image and likeness of the order of the universe, you know, cosmic law, language on Earth as in cosmos, heaven at large. So, again, this is one of my favorite quotes by Dan Brown from his book, The Lost Symbol. He says, quote, throughout history, every period of enlightenment has been accompanied by darkness, pushing in opposition. Such are the laws of nature and balance. If we look at the darkness growing in the world today, we have to realize that this means there is equal light growing. So the long view of the Aquarian spring decade is the archetypal judgment of more light for blessing, sealing, wholeness, and healing, while transmuting the dark side deep state with a high state of love is forgiving. Forgiving, a universal interface for love and action, empowering Aquarian love by way of interactive global telecom. Now, this understanding of global telecom, what that looks like, how that works, the links on that, the theme I've been going into in more depth this last year on the show and in my blogs. I provide a link on that. I don't know who's reading this for the first time or listening to this for the first time and reading the blog, one of my blogs for the first time. So I provide these links of these concepts like global telecommunications, telecommunity, teleconscience, telecare, teleconscience, telecommerce, all these this understanding of universal love, TLC, tender loving care, at the heart of our social, political, and economic institutions, which are going through a major transformation initiation as we move into the Aquarian age. So the opportunity is for a millennial golden age of Aquarian virtues, of freedom with universal love and brotherhood, sisterhood, the family of mankind united with a high state of TLC ethics in all of our core social, political, and economic institutions. Again, these TLC ethics as far as Web 3.0 hardware cyber ethics, what that looks like, how that works. I provide links on that. Some listeners will know what I'm referring to. Others that want to go into it more can read the links that I provide in the blog that, again, is linked in the podcast show notes. So from the Kaipacha presentation on Astrology for the Soul, here January 22nd, which is right before I gave this, did this last blog, he had a great quote that kind of references, you know, the big picture with the astrology psychology, and he says, quote, "Now I see that my destiny is about way more than me, for the time has come for us to be one big human family." One big human family. Time has come. I'll provide a link again in that article, in this blog, where you can listen to that video of Kaipacha. For those who are into astrology or are learning about it, he's a great way to learn about astrology with the practical aspects that he brings to weekly updates on what's going on in the quantum field of the astrology as affects all of us. So we're at the turning point of global civilization as we move into Aquarius, the Aquarian spring, and opportunity and challenge. There's a quote from those who read Matthew books, I've heard of messages from Matthew, and I interviewed his mother, who takes messages from Matthew, is a story of that. It's one of my favorite sources of kind of cosmic perspective of what's going on the earth, and I provide a link again on that in the show notes for this blog. Back in this year, on January 8th, 2020, this message from Matthew was that the long reign, quote, the long reign of darkness on earth is ending, and that's a good positive perspective of the big picture. Those who kind of get burdened with all the negative stuff in the mainstream media, deep state news, you'll find that an interesting article to read at matthewbooks.com. So by the grace of a Holy Spirit and higher power, the Aquarian spring will mediate the madness we see emerge as enlightenment surges and the dark side of the force purges, like children acting out when they don't get what they want. Those who have raised children know have to deal with children acting out when they don't get what they want. Well, there's a child, adult, and an parent in all of us. This is called transactional analysis. And the child within all of us tends to act out when we don't get what we want. So there's a lot of that going on in the world today with so to speak, adults as well as children. I provide a little break here in the copy, and I should provide a break and do an advertisement for Swedish flower pollen extract. But if those who are interested in that can read the link at the bottom of the blogs and go to the website at Ultramedics and get more information on the richest source of RNA, DNA, genetic material for genetic repair. And we're talking about the richest source of nutrients from the source of the food chain. And more information on that is at the website, link at the bottom of the page. But I wanted to reference and honor Ram Dass, Richard Alpert, who he died this last month. And he did this book. He authored this amazing book, an Enlightenment classic called, back in the 70s, the book was called Be Here Now. And so I wanted to reference that, you know, kind of honor him. That was one of the real big inspirational catalysts for myself back in the 70s. Wanted to mention that. And in that spirit, say that Be Here Now is like being fully present to the spirit that matters, the power of love and wise direction, conscious of how we are conscious, mediating the here and now, as above, so below, full spectrum, love on earth as in Aquarius. And another component to this capstone vision of what I'm talking about is this other article now. It's actually a video for the Victorious Mission of America. This is a video on America's mission. It was published here just January 21st from the Heart Center community. In the spirit of George Washington, representing God government, this is the spirit that speaks as the Ascended Master Godfrey, whose name and flame are the same God free. And that's an inspirational piece that I wanted to provide before I go into the last part of this blog called, and it's on the bottom line. Keep in mind the next economy with telecommerce. You know, it's all about the economy. It's all about the money, so to speak, as far as, you know, the physical, the most physical level of manifestation. You know, the concern is for the economy. So there's a link in an article on telecommerce. And much speculation has been advanced regarding the next economy with the quantum financial system, QFS. But this is some advanced stuff. Some people listening may not have heard of this. I've been referencing this quantum financial system that's coming online, and it's been in the background. And there's a transition of transitioning the current global economic system to this quantum financial system. We'll be hearing more about it in the future, and this is kind of an overview of it that may be new again to some people. Other people, it may be a validation or verification of what they already knew. So I'm going to reference a little bit about this. So the speculation includes, excuse me, when it will be publicly unveiled to come online for global netizens, you know, us as United Sovereigns of Earth, how this quantum financial system will be configured for transition to abundance economics, you know, economics of abundance rather than an economics of scarcity, and whether that process will include universal health care, global telecare for... Excuse me, for all of us. So here's an excerpt from an article on this QFS and economic revaluation, which is going on behind the scenes. The absolute truth that one can plan on is that all RV, we're talking about revaluation funds, will be deposited into the new quantum financial system, QFS, The QFS has been working in parallel with the central bank's SWIFT transfer system for close to 2 years now. This is a fact that the present politicians did not know about. Their illegally gotten funds have been traced from colluded sources to their bank accounts wherever they are. They will be confronted at the appropriate time, and the hammer of justice will fall on them and destroy their money-milking schemes. Unaudited foreign aid has been used for decades to pad their bank accounts for these career politicians. Quid pro quo is the name of their game. Kickbacks are a way of life for them, but this will end. No wonder they hate Trump cleaning the swamp. Their very existence is threatened. They are cornered animals lashing out for their lives far beyond hatred or political partnership. Now, that's just a minuscule excerpt from a lot of information that's been coming out. I know this is kind of shocking that there's something like this going on behind the scenes, because what we get in the mainstream media is nothing about what's really going on, or the economics and politics and the corruption that has paid off politicians, blackmailed them to control, you might say, you know, this whole deep state. Well, this, quite simply, this explains why deep state media is embedded with corrupt corporate interests that subvert the whole truth with big lie propaganda. I mean, the deep state cabal made their fortune by siphoning off public dollars, a rigged system that manipulates the global financial system through money laundering, shady backroom deals, and much more. Again, this isn't news to people that know about the deep state and how they have been basically milking the system of billions of dollars that they use to pay off, extort, and otherwise control the political system and the economic system. So this is what happens when criminals got into positions of power to leverage big media cover-ups, like the Clinton Foundation corruption with Epstein ties to pedophilia, and the pimping of big media for big war profiteers, big pharma drug pushers, and self-serving big government deep state bureaucracies. This will be prevented under the QFS because all transactions will be monitored by way of blockchain security protocols, which eradicate all currency-related criminal activities. This corruption of the mass deception is what the Aquarian Spring will achieve. I'm going to take a little drink here, excuse me. Okay. Well, I've got a video here from the Corbett Report, the third annual Real Fake News Awards. I'm not going to play the video. You can play that video if you want. It's in this presentation on the Aquarian Trajectory. You know, this whole thing of what's real and what's fake, and what we get in the mainstream media, you know, as far as abject propaganda. This kind of highlights some of the worst stuff of the year from the Corbett Report. It's called the Dinos, you know, the third annual Real Fake News Awards. So anyway, I kind of sum this piece up. The Aquarian Spring, this process, this 10-year process, this next 10 years of the 20s, will be bringing light to dark places and truth to fake spaces. Those who profit from terror, war, disease, and death are facing collective judgment from all of us, United Sovereigns of Earth. So, final quote here, the blinders are coming off. This is a quote from Dr. Kathy Forty from Transcending the Dark, and I provide a link on that article. Dr. Forty's been on my show a couple times. Brilliant lady, and she says in this post, quote, while it might seem like we are being bombarded by dark forces at this time in human evolution, we are also being bathed in illuminating light from the cosmos, which makes the dark elements more obvious even to the most unaware. What was once hidden has now come raging to the surface where it can be seen, experienced, and hopefully transformed. The blinders have come off, and each and every one of us is being called to act in some shape, manner, or form. The question is, are we ready? So that's from Dr. Kathy Forty. And again, you can read the article and the link that I provide in this first blog in the show notes. So this brings me to the next blog. And the subject here is dealing with the crisis and the opportunity. And the visual graphic, the top of this, the crisis and opportunity, has to deal with the message and the messenger. You know, are we ready to get the message? And the quote here is that the messenger can only deliver the message to those who are a vibrational match to the message. The old, when you're ready, the master will appear. Well, when you're ready with a vibrational match, the message will appear. The message here I'm going to be going into now, some more on the Aquarian spring theme, is the crisis and the opportunity. I mean, the crisis in terms of endless terror, war, tyranny, you know, faithless fear and victim, dense, unconscious and heartless. And the opportunities, global holistic healing, you know, fearless faith and the capstone victory vision of the creative ascent process. Provide links on that for those who want to go into the creative ascent process. You can skip to the bottom of this second blog. Again, the link will be provided in the show notes. And it was for an incredible video that was just released on the capstone vision, and I'll be getting to that as I go through this. So, I mean, it's well established, at least for readers of 2020's global co-creation that I've been, you know, compendium I've been doing since the first of the year, that the United States of America is in a crisis. And there's a new American revolution going on for the family of mankind in a global village. The Aquarian spring is mass initiation of conscientious common sense with enlightened social consciousness in our ubiquitous global social networks. This is the preordained Aquarian shift to a high state of freedom and love with unprecedented opportunity for all of us as the United Sovereigns of Earth. This begs the question to some big questions regarding the crisis and the opportunity. So ask yourself, what does it take for mass mobilization of conscientious common sense? This goes back to the Dr. Kathy Forty quote, you know, are we ready? I mean, what does it take? I mean, is it true that common sense, written by the commoner Thomas Paine, sparked the American Revolution with the most successful revolutionary treatise ever published since 1776? Are you aware that unity consciousness is the principle of unity and diversity that is engraved on the Great Seal of the United States? Would you agree that we the people is now the all-connected unity state of global netizens, you know, the family of mankind who yearn to breathe free as the United Sovereigns of Earth? Based on your response, consider the opportunity to see and appreciate the good that can come out of the crisis now before us. And this is a quote from Thomas Paine from his treatise, Common Sense, back in 1776. He said, quote, the cause of America is in a great measure the cause of all mankind. We have it in our power to begin the world over again. Again, that's Thomas Paine back in 1776 from Common Sense. So consider how common sense today is an internet upgrade of freedom in the new world of America as the I am race anagram. It's an anagram, the I am race. If you scramble the words America, the letters in the word America, you get an anagram that is the I am race, kind of the code word. So America is the I am race worldwide, you know, again, the United Sovereigns of Earth, the family of mankind, you know, we're all connected. So this upgrade connects community with a local global telecom process of instant everywhere, mass interactive, internet to internet opportunity from cyberspace to 5D plus interspace, from divisive space to a unified state. This is the deeper, or you might say, this goes deeper, you might say, higher than many of us want to dive. You know, those like to dive deep. Well, we're going high this time. But for some of us, you know, you might say initiates, where ascension goes where our attention flows. Given pure intention with love retention and a dimension of universal love comprehension. This is the Aquarian spring upgrade of common sense social conscience. The spirit of Aquarius rising. The upwising and uprising of the Aquarian spirit of universal love. This Aquarian spirit is known to Christian mystics and initiates as the second coming of Christ-like 5D social conscience in our all-connected worldwide social network communities. The 2020's Aquarian Spring is a 10-year process of progressive revelation and manifestation, and the Aquarian mandate is to make it so. You know, and as far as this second coming goes, the quote from Teilhard de Chardin, he goes, mankind, quote, mankind can harness the winds, the waves, and the tides, but when he can harness the power of love, then for the second time in the history of the world, man will have discovered fire. This fire is the ordained power of love that involves and evolves our individual and collective hearts and minds with a high state of common sense, unity, and diversity. And as is embossed on the great seal of the United States with E Pluribus Unum, which is Latin for out of many one. So to reference this keynote concept, I have another quote from Thomas Paine, and this was from the American Crisis. It was the first part of Common Sense back in 1776, where he says, quote, I love the man that can smile in trouble, that can gather strength from distress and grow brave by reflection. 'Tis the business of little minds to shrink, but he whose heart is firm and whose conscience approves his conduct will pursue his principles unto death. So that's a keynote, you know. He whose heart is firm, he, she, whose heart is firm and whose conscience approves his conduct will pursue his principles unto death. And there's a link I added to that heart is firm, which is on heart coherence. The understanding of how heart coherence is the key to mind congruence. There's a link on that. I added that and I referenced that. So the point is that in today's world of instant everywhere and interactive communication abilities, we the people in our global village must sooner or later get a grip on the tools and processes for interactive mass telecom as mediates the madness with a high state of love and action for all of us as United Sovereigns of Earth. The hardware process is the mandate, the universal interface for global telecom. I'm going to go through this pretty fast so I can go into a whole section on the hardware process. That word concept, hardware process, is linked, and I have a whole article on that that you can click on and go into that, the understanding of the process, a universal interface for global telecom, engaging hearts and minds with a process that involves and evolves consciousness with the language of light and love codes to culture conscientious common sense with net reality in the spirit of Aquarius. And again, what I just read is liberally linked to articles that go more into the understanding of the language of light, love codes, and net reality in the spirit of Aquarius. So as Thomas Paine said in Common Sense, such is the irresistible nature of truth that all it asks and all it wants is the liberty of appearing. So this is the power of truth at the heart of real intelligence with wise dominion. And we hear a lot about artificial intelligence, and the concern is that it be harnessed. When man can harness the power of artificial intelligence with the ordained power of love, wisdom, then the fire of a higher power will burn through the effluvia of misqualified thought and feeling to raise the standard of living with a high state of loving. Love in action is the whole, holistic, and holy TLC spirit of interactive telecom. This power, the heart of the high state, is the one ordained power for neutralizing the deep state's inordinate love of power at the expense of Aquarian power and love. And this, again, references the famous quote by the father of modern psychology, Carl Jung, who says that, quote, where love rules, there is no will to power. And where power predominates, their love is lacking. The one is the shadow of the other. So for initiates who appreciate the difference by a pure intention for love retention and ascension in a higher dimension, a unified love comprehension, see more on the Heartware process. And I'm going to go into that on the Heartware process. But before I do, keep in mind the bottom line. The higher the vision of God loves source, the greater the result as personal and planetary direction for correction. With capstone vision, you know, the creative ascent process for our co-creation with ascension's dimension, Aquarian Spring. And again, I've got liberal hot links there for those who want to go into more insight and outlook for understanding the capstone overview, this thing of direction, self-direction for, you might say, divine correction. And the bottom of this article, this is, again, before I go into the last article, I'm going to finish up with on the Heartware process. There's a bonus video for initiates that I referenced at the beginning of this piece. This is regarding the Great Spirit of God Vision Speaks. This is from the 2019 Winter Solstice Celebration of the Heart Center community, and it's referencing numerous heart streams from the Great Karmic Board in preparation for 2020. And it's the Elohim Cyclopeus teaching on harmony, purity, and collaboration with God's creation. And was delivered through David Christopher Lewis, spiritual teacher and author, back on December 14th, 2019. So it's all about how you are essential to the divine plan, you know, basically of the universe. I mean, and this is an amazing mind-expanding vision if you understand us as the Elohimic unified field of higher consciousness. That's the context for the brilliant teaching from the Elohim Cyclopedia that came through David Christopher Lewis. And there are parts of it that I found very inspirational. So this vision, divine vision, God vision of virtue and valor for the victory of co-creation on earth as in cosmos. This is the key to conscious evolution, revolution, revelations for the thrival of conscientious common sense. So without further ado, I'm going to go into this final article that I referenced in two links in this last one. This is understanding of the again, this is part of the Aquarian Spring update on the Heartware process. So over the last 12 years, hosting, you know, the radio show Cosmic Love on DBS Radio Network, my vision has gone through an evolution wearing this cosmic hat. I mean, you try being the host of Cosmic Love for 12 years. It'll do something to you, believe me. I mean, this vision's come a long way. You know, the genesis of the love model in form and frequency is love in action. This is the heart of the, what I call the heartware process. And most people just wouldn't believe it. I'm going to be going into it in more depth, you know, very quickly here. And some will be able to read this article, read the links, and do some serious deep diving, and you might say the high state of conscious evolution, revolution, revelation, the evolutionary ascension process that Earth is going through. And again, most people wouldn't believe it if they didn't see how it has been virtually test marketed in so many ways over the last 50 years. So following is some of the backstory. The advanced version is further down, and I'll be getting into, and this advanced version is recommended for visionaries who readily grasp, you know, the big picture holistic concepts. So I want to thanks everyone for following this and for their feedback I get on the inner and the outer. It's with much reliance on this mastermind alliance that I've been able to incorporate this feedback on the inner and the outer. And it's my pleasure to share the many gifts and blessings of so many hearts and minds. I wanted to say that before I go into this. So here's a little preface on the backstory. As a modern day mystic and metaphysician, I have a long history in the visionary arts that goes back to my 1971 initiation. There's the article on the path of God and country. And if you read that article, it's probably the most amazing true story of synchronicity you've ever heard of. And that mind-blowing, life-changing experience opened a window of new synchronicities that in the 3 years following found me speaking to 10 agencies of federal government on Capitol Hill. There's a link on that. You can read that story. At that time, I explained a communications model for upgrading our core freedoms, a process worthy of the bicentennial celebrating America's revolution. And I provide a link on that, our five core freedoms and how they could be upgraded with modern communications technology for a revolution in higher consciousness. 5 years later, I attended a modern-day mystery school with another amazing validation of the archetypal model for a truly universal interface. I have a link on the universal interface and the story behind that. That's pretty amazing if you haven't read that before. As the later computer internet revolution matured with mass interactive ability, a trend fit of the interface evolved with Web 3.0 hardware cyber ethics. Most of you who have read my blogs and, previously know that this Web 3.0 hardware cyber ethics is basically a modern day universal interface for mass to mass communications that'll involve and evolve our individual and collective consciousness and how that works. So that's a brief history of the hardware process. But today, that's the backstory. But today, you know, we see that artificial intelligence, AI, is only as good as the consciousness of those who are programming the algorithms that, so to speak, define and refine the intelligence. And in this case, we're talking about a vision of virtues for our victory, the United Sovereigns of Earth. We don't ever hear about how artificial intelligence should be harnessed for that purpose. The idea of unity and diversity, how artificial intelligence should serve the idea of what's best for all rather than the power trip, just the power trips of the power elite, so to speak. So understanding the universal interface for global telecom now involves the language of consciousness as evolves our conscience, you know, social conscience and our global social networks. The new technology of informatics with AI is only as mind congruent as the process is heart coherent with wisdom of the cloud. And I'll be going into that in more depth here shortly. Empowering wisdom with a high state of universal love requires insight into this process whereby global love and action can thrive. So that's kind of like the preface, and then I go into now advanced coordinates framing the heartware process. I mean, those who have known me through weekly emails over the years know that I'm a work in progress. I mean, my blog and Cosmic Love Radio Show is evolving to trend fit the accelerating personal planetary ascension process. To put it simply in rapper style, my pure intention is to focus attention with love retention for creative ascension in a higher dimension of 5D plus comprehension. I use that a lot. I'm probably tired of it by now, but that's my rapper style. For what I know about future memory, and I have a link on that, predictive modeling and the power of love, and I have a link on that, I feel compelled to paint the picture of a golden age emerging on Earth, what that will look like and how the heartware process will grease the skids. The emerging blueprint for golden age is well known to serious readers, you know, initiates on this list. For more than a decade, I've massaged that message with a pure geometry frame of reference for the first principles of cosmic law, open source love codes for a universal interface at the heart of global telecom. A comparative few of these serious readers have mastered the constitution of cosmic love, framing the process at the heart of Web 3.0 hardware cyber ethics as defines and refines high touch, high tech. High touch, individualized, personalized, customized high tech. Real intelligence with the heart. When machine intelligence, you know, AI is harnessed with real heart coherent intelligence in our global interactive social network communities, then we will see the Aquarian spring fulfilled. Man can harness the winds, the waves, and the tides. And this is, again, a quote by Teilhard de Chardin. I'm going to repeat it again. Man can harness the winds, the waves, and the tides, but when he can harness the power of love, then for the second time in the history of the world, man will have discovered fire. So most readers of this blog are well aware that social media is the new public commons that has become very contentious with warring factions of the big lie, you know, fake news and the whole truth. In 2019, that war went hot when dominant networking platforms like Facebook, YouTube, and others began a subversive trip down the morally repugnant road of censorship. Independent truth-telling is being suppressed by the big lie that is so big and so bold and so often told that common sense has become uncommon. This deep state, dark side, divide to conquer, or divide to disempower agenda creates dynamic tension in the unified field of collective conscience, you know, the global mind, that compels conscientious, common sense unity of a more enlightened nature. The global mind is a gold mine if only we mind it with the gold standard for every golden age in cosmic history. The process, culturing unity in our diversity, was summarized with a few key concepts and links in the article Aquarian Spring and the Frequency Shift. What U.S. founders began is now going global as Aquarian frequencies matriculate the matrix. The Aquarian Spring is a decentralized upgrade with wisdom of the interactive crowd, the cloud, representing the unified field of coherence as the common sense of meaning, value, and purpose optimized with interactive, love-centric heartware. Again, to grasp what I'm going into, I'm doing some deep diving here. I provide a lot of links, in this article on the heartware process at this stage. And specifically, I'm referencing the unified field of coherence. There's an article on that. The heartware process, the link there. As I explain, the vision of the interactive crowd, the cloud, is the personal and planetary holodeck, you know, the field between your ears. And this vision is can be understood as a multidimensional field of dots, the cloud, that represents three numbers in sequence to define three dimensions in the brain-mind field with a dot in a 3D XYZ coordinate axis framing light language in a field of as many dots as people responding at any one time, you know, 4D is in time with a fifth dimension qualified by integration of conscientious common sense as a whole. The process of telecommunication is by way of evaluation criteria that involves and evolves our individual and collective consciousness. So there's links you can go into on this process of telecommunication, light language to create, you know, this field of consciousness through a, with this, and this field of collective consciousness with a field of dots, the cloud. And you can read about this understanding with the vision of this process on the holodeck of the field between the ears. You can do some deep diving and go into this more. So those who really get it and care to share it with others are those I refer to as communicants. You know, the difference between knowing and doing. Communicants are also known as cultural creatives, the 1% to 3% on the internet who influence the 20% who do 80% of the networking. And I have some examples of this understanding of the difference between, excuse me, the old paradigm, the new paradigm, and you might say the differentiation between those who are proactive and those who are reactive. There's a good video on this, The Adventures of Placebo Man by Bruce Lipton. It just came out with this January 31st. And you can follow up with that understanding, watching the video and the final show notes there. And basically, you know, that's pretty much the wrap, what I wanted to share. So all considered, keep the faith, see the good, make it so. Happy trails to you until we meet again. Bye for now.
May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love.